Blog Talk Radio. today and allowing us to see another day which was created by your hand. Father, we thank you so much for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, just like the song says, for waking us up in our right mind. Father, we thank you so much just for all your love, your patience with us, your kindness and your gentleness. Father, we thank you for your wise counsel and your instruction. Father, we thank you so much for your son, Emmanuel, who sacrificed his life and gave his life up for us so that we would be able to have this moment right now. Father, I thank you so much for keeping us protected. We thank you, holy angels, for keeping us and watching over us, keeping us protected and safe while we're in our own homes and while we're just going about doing our daily path. We thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for your guidance. And, Father, we thank you for allowing us access to your Holy Spirit to reveal your marvelous wonders and mysteries to us. And most of all, Father, we thank you for being your remnant. We thank you for being your chosen people. We pray for our brothers and sisters across the nation, across the world, who are with us, Father, and the ones who are being persecuted. Father, we ask that you just continue to keep your hedge of protection over them and their families, Father. Continue to keep them lifted up in spirit. Holy Spirit, we ask that you continue to rest with them and continue to speak with them, continue to encourage them and comfort them in these desperate times. Father, I thank you so much once again. I thank you for all of our children, all of the children that are to come. And we thank you for all your marvelous days to come, Father. And it is in Emmanuel's precious and holy name that I ask and say all of these things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the line once again. This is Prophetess Allen, and I am so excited and so elated that the Lord allowed us to get back on the radio. So just give him a hand. Thank you, Lord. Just doing the Lord's will, and we have been busy doing the Lord's work. So it's not like the radio station has stopped. It's just that the Lord has given us a break because we needed to go places face-to-face. So we thank the Lord so much for his abilities and for his power and for his grace. And we thank him for each and every one of you that are listening. And not only that, we're going to be talking about the book of Esther. We're going to be talking about the book of Esther and with that book of Esther and also 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Which is so, they are two wonderful books, but we're going to speak about Esther first. So if anybody want to start off with Esther, what you have learned from Esther, what you know about Esther, we can just start there. Today is only going to be a 30-minute show, and after this show, we will have it for at least an hour and a half to 2 hours. So tonight, we just want to start you off fresh and soft and easy, okay? So if you have any information about Esther, anyone on the line, we can get started. One of the things that I've learned from Esther, I'm going to make it really quick because I learned a lot. But one of the things I learned was just her poise. She was so elegant and so poised in her demeanor. Before she was even crowned a queen, she already had the demeanor and attitude as a queen. And that is something that I learned as being a child of Yahweh. We are all to present ourselves as queens. And just looking at the special treatment and the royal treatment, it just reminded me how the Father, he's royalty. And he teaches you how to properly pamper yourself as a woman. And Esther, how she was did the preparation for a whole year with special oils and smell goods and things like that. And me in the mindset of just royalty and how the Lord wants you to preserve yourself and to take care of yourself and present yourself. And it's not just as being a wife, but it's just being a woman and how he already instilled these things in her because the male servant, the eunuch, already saw this in her. And he took special notice and special, favor with Esther. And it just showed me how a woman of the Lord is supposed to present herself and is supposed to be at all times.
Awesome, awesome.
Anyone else on the line would like to give us an enlightenment on how to be a queen?
Anyone else on the line? Come on now. Well, I'll just go ahead. I'll start. One thing about it, about Esther, just like Prophetess Arisab had said, and that's Prophetess Fantasia. And I would just like to encourage the women to not only think of themselves as divas, because if you look at the word diva, you see it came from a lowly place. It didn't come from any place high. So when women call themselves divas, they have to be careful in calling themselves that. Because if you read diva, you will see exactly where it came from. Now, when you call yourself a queen, that came from the book itself. That came from the Lord Yahweh. That came from Emmanuel. He came down here to show each woman that they are royalty. Through Esther. Though even through Esther, I have understood that his name was not mentioned, and also the Messiah's name was not mentioned. But it was hidden within the queen of Esther. And because he had hidden himself, it was a time for the people themselves to pull themselves up by the bootstraps and for women to understand who they are and what role that they should be playing, what role that they should be in order and the perspective and in the order of those women who in the scriptures themselves understood what queenship was all about. This is what you are, ladies. You are queens. And each and every one of us can be a queen Esther, not only the fragrance, but the holy fragrance in which that was adorned on her. It was not fragrance of street. It was not fragrance of belittling yourself, but it was fragrance to honor yourself and your father. So being a queen Esther is very powerful. And you should read about the queen. And those of you who don't know about Queen Esther, go to the word, because it means a lot for the women so they can understand what position they should be in and not downplay who they really are. Each and every female that is born of this world becomes a princess and then a queen. This is what Yahweh expected. This is what you should expect of yourself. So those of you who are on the line, I want some feedback on that. What have you done for yourself? How did you pamper yourself this week? Let's speak out now, and let's not be silent. Well, how did you pamper yourself, Prophetess? It looks like nobody really wants to talk.
Well, one thing I did, what I'm going to do, is do my hair. That's one way I'm still pampering myself. Just getting the proper rest that's needed as a wife, a mother, and just as a woman of Yahweh, we have to stay refreshed and can't be looking all beat down. So getting the rest that I need, and just shopping and looking at little things here and there and things that the Lord says for me to go ahead and get or just hold or have me looking at to get at a later date. That's how I've been pampering myself, by asking Daddy, what can I do today? What can I have today? And what would you want me to have today? And I'm enjoying it.
Well, those of you who are on the line, we're going to take these just each few minutes because it is now 6:54 and time is winding down. Unfortunately, can't hear us. Okay. Can you hear us now? Can you hear us now? Anyone can speak? Hello? Okay. You said that you're listening now. Well, thank you so much. The time is running out. It is now 6:55. I'm going to have Prophetess to pray for us and to pray us out. And thank you for calling in to let us know that you couldn't hear at first.
Okay, and everybody, we're going to approach the throne once again. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again. We thank you for this time that you have given us on the airwaves. Father, we thank you so much just for showing us how to be queens. And
showing us how to be women, Father. We thank you that you took the special time and the special care to teach us these things and how to adorn ourselves, Father, and how to pamper ourselves. Thank you so much for the role that you have put us all in. We thank you for creating us to be women and to be your queen. Father, we thank you so much for all your love once again, and we thank you for all your teachings that we have already received and the teachings that are to come. And it is in Emmanuel's name that I pray. Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for participating, and we apologize for the technical difficulties, and we're going to say good night and shalom.
There's standing room, though we've already begun. You may not be able to sit down at the table or to kneel in prayer, but God knows that you're here. Just come through the door, no need to worry anymore. Just step right in. But you.